You're listening to the Ecosystem Approach Show. I'm Jason.
And I'm Patricia. Tune in every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time and 4 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio.
We discovered that human potential is severely limited when you program humans like a machine, which is standard practice today for self-improvement.
The ecosystem approach teaches you how to uncover your infinite potential by using natural methods that are truly revolutionary. Join us now for the Ecosystem Approach Show. Are you a starseed? A starseed is someone who is advanced or evolved, or an involved being whose essence does not originate on Earth and is connected to intelligence in other parts of the universe. Interested? If so, you're probably a starseed. Stay tuned. We are married intuitives with over 20 years experience who created the ecosystem approach for you. This is much different because we see human beings as ecosystems that need to be restored instead of programmed. We show you how to take an energy approach for internal discovery that is rational, practical, and useful for everyday life. Okay, Jason, you have to explain this idea of a starseed. And, well, what are they? Let everyone know.
You know, it's hard to describe, but I'll give it a shot, okay?
Okay.
It's like in a big city where there's a melting pot of different racial and ethnic makeups.
Right.
You know, our Earth is a melting pot of energies and souls. We
Ooh,
call them essences
nice.
That come from different places in the universe, not just from Earth.
Okay.
So this connection to other life in the universe is you know, for us, we've known about this for 20 years, longer than that.
Exactly.
You know, I've heard about this way before I even started doing the ecosystem approach. So,
right.
So it's not that big of a deal, but it's, to us, you know, there's this stuff in the news about UFOs.
Exactly.
And people
we were watching
something
today.
You know, the government's acknowledging that they don't have proof that it's a UFO, but they don't have proof that it's not.
Exactly.
You know,
exactly.
And we know that these entities from other places in the universe come to us not in the physical. They're not outside here. They're not like, it's not like there's going to be a little green man behind us during the show today, okay?
Right.
But they come in the non-physical dimension.
Right.
And where does our soul or our essence exist? In the non-physical
dimension.
So
right.
We see, you know, that's when we look at people, we look at their essence.
Right.
So we look at their essence and we often see like, I wouldn't say it's as specific as an address.
Well, I would say characteristics.
Characteristics. And we know that soul is from, you know, Pleiades is one place, Alpha Centauri. There's a lot of other places.
Exactly.
Sirius, you know, star system Sirius. So,
right.
So here's the thing. If you go Google it on your computer, you're going to get all this stuff about whether or not you're a starseed or not. And frankly, for me, that's boring. Okay. you know, chances are
a lot to entertain him.
If you're really interested in this topic, you are a starseed.
Exactly.
If you weren't a starseed, you wouldn't be interested at all. You probably wouldn't even be listening to this, to our show.
Right.
And you probably wouldn't be listening to this Transformation Talk Radio.
Exactly.
So
go ahead.
So if we just jump forward and say, okay, let's say that you are.
Okay.
If you are, then what? That's where I see that it gets really exciting.
Well, and then I want to jump in with, excuse me, my story regarding this. I have been in an intuitive all of my life. I thought everybody was until I was informed by my mother that not everybody could see what I could see. Okay, I accept that. But when I met Jason, I knew there was this instant, I'm going to use the word spark, but it wasn't a form of, well, I did call him an arrogant, pompous so-and-so. But besides that, well, you know, Anyway.
She always calls me names. But anyway.
Yeah, but that's beside the point. That's not where I'm going with this. When he did the first, what he called reading on me.
It was a profile.
A profile of me. He told me that I was a starseed. And I have to tell you, I had never heard that before. And it took me a minute or two. But the thing that was the most amazing to me was I got it. I got it. We worked in San Francisco.
Like that. It wasn't like it scared her or she ran away.
No,
or
not at all. It was, I went, oh, okay. And then of course I thought, now what do I do with this? And I need to say this. I used the ecosystem approach to understand more. And of course we developed the ecosystem approach more and more, but I used this with the understanding of, I came here to make a difference. And star seeds, that's why we're here. I want to put that right out there.
So we have so much to talk about today.
And in fact, I'm afraid we don't have enough time today.
We're not going to get through all of it. And
right.
And we're just kind of jabbering here. But here's the part that's really exciting.
Okay.
If you take for granted or assume that you are one,
yes.
Then you say, well, what do I do with that?
Exactly.
Now, most people, if you look in the internet, it's all about it. There's almost like an ego need to be a starseed. Like, I'm special because you've always felt special, and it's a form of validation. But frankly, that need for validation, we're going to talk about that in a minute.
Yes.
Is usually because of this negative energy. If you remove the negative energy.
Exactly.
You know, but more importantly than the validation of being a starseed is, so why am I here and what am I supposed to do? And here's the most important point that we're going to make today. Okay. If you feel that question is legitimate, you know, who am I? Why am I here?
Right.
And what am I supposed to do? You should never, ever, ever look to people outside of yourself to get that answer, including us.
Exactly.
What we developed the ecosystem approach to help you uncover those inner resources, because that's where they are. And it's ironic to me that most new age stuff, new spiritual teachings, either leave this open or whatever, but they send you to a form of programming where programming is guaranteed to make sure that you don't get to that inner part that
exactly
has those answers.
And that's the worst part about the programming. And we can talk reasons for having programming.
Well, we're going to talk about that not right now.
Yes, exactly.
Well, so here's the big picture. Okay. And again, you don't have to believe any of this. And the way to validate it is to go inward.
Right.
And frankly, if this is the first time you're hearing all this stuff and you haven't developed your intuition, we call it refined intuition,
correct?
Evolved consciousness.
Mm-hmm.
It takes a while,
mm-hmm.
but you get to this point where you have this truth detector.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
so
yeah.
When we say this, you get either yeah, or you get I'm not buying it. You know,
right.
We watched an episode of Ancient Aliens. We watch that more and more. We watch it together, and about half the time we get that that's. But the other half we get, oh my gosh, sounds real. So, but we're using our refined intuition that we've been
developing
with the ecosystem approach. That's mm-hmm. so much different. And we know this after 20 years of this. She was, you know, intuitive all her life, but it was nothing compared to when she started doing the ecosystem approach.
The thing that was the most amazing about that was that it didn't just open up, it exploded. And there was so much information coming at me, I had to actually stop it and go, okay, a little at a time so I can take this in.
But here's the most important point for you to consider in this segment. So
for yourselves.
And this will take a while just to sit there. Just let it sit there for a minute.
Right.
Right now on Earth, there's this competition. I call it a competition.
Yeah.
And there are forces that seek to enslave us, to enslave humanity. And there are forces that seek to help humanity evolve so we can live in harmony. Now, if there's any question, we're here to help you evolve and live in harmony. And that's the team that we're on. We're not in the enslaving team.
No.
But it's never that black and white. And we're going to talk about that in the show. Mm-hmm. And if you think that, well, there are good people and there are bad people, or there are light beings and dark beings.
There's good in everyone. And there's also bad in everyone.
And that's why it's so confusing.
Yes.
That's why you need refined intuition to be able to discern that subtlety. So
I want to make one other point. And the other thing is about all of this, whether you're a starseed or not, just because someone has good or bad doesn't mean that you should just blow them off or have nothing to do with them. We all came here to learn how to work with all of the energies, and how you do that is through the ecosystem approach. And that's where that refined energy, you teach yourself, because it's already there. It's just blocked. Yes.
And frankly, we're trained, even when we go into the spiritual realm, to look outside of ourselves for these answers
right.
when they're inside. And we teach you how to uncover that. But here's here's what we're going to talk about in the next segment, because
okay.
we're almost out of time.
Yes, we are.
But we're going to talk about how that negative energy kind of sneaks in.
Well, I call it snake-like, yes.
Yes, and it never comes in and says, here I am, here's dark energy, or here I am, here's light energy. In fact, it's usually just the opposite. It comes through people that quote unquote love you, that you trust,
mm-hmm.
that are
mm-hmm.
part of your team,
mm-hmm.
and you're thinking, oh my gosh. And we're going to give you some examples about that.
Exactly. So, Jason, with that said, what are the key points of this segment?
If you're interested in this topic, you're a starseed.
Okay.
Don't spend a lot of time trying to figure it out or find out. It is a critical development, and it is critical to develop your resources to see and perceive all the information that you need, because it's inside of you.
Right.
And that's what we're helping you develop. And understand that competition on Earth today for control and enslavement versus evolution and harmony, that's a biggie.
It really is.
The ecosystem approach teaches you to develop your own inner resources and abilities so you're not dependent on others for this information.
In the next segment, we're going to continue to talk about being a starseed and what you should do about it. This is the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia, and you're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
TheAngelLady.net.
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 TheAngelLady.net. 1-800-323-1790. 1-800-323-1790. Sue Storm.
Sue Storm.
TheAngelLady.net.
TheAngelLady.net.
You've been listening, but are you watching? Tune in to your favorite shows on the Transformation Talk Radio Facebook page. We stream live video podcasts every day. Tune in to The Crooked Climb with Suzanne Taylor King and Denise Stiegel, committed to guiding your journey through the world through mindfulness and personal care. These ladies are rebellious, real, funny, and powerful, helping you realize your full potential while navigating the twists and turns life always brings us. Tune in live every second and fourth Friday at 12:30 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Choose the new earth on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Tune in each week on Transformation Talk Radio as Cornelia takes listeners on an odyssey of higher consciousness to inspire, educate, and empower. Cornelia guides people on the path of self-healing, peace, and liberation. The Cornelia Stephanie Show is your catalyst for anchoring heaven on earth on a global scale. For more information, go to CorneliaStephanie.com.
Start shifting possibilities into probabilities with Colette Marie Steffen through her Energetic Upgrade online programs and personal consultations. Colette is a leading expert in the field of quantum energetic transformation. Are you ready to get your shift together? book a 45-minute energetic upgrade session with Colette and check out all the energetic upgrade programs at thetruthisfunny.com.
Not just talk, conversation for profound self-awareness. Stick with us. Your best life awaits on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
This is the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason, and I'm Patricia. And in this segment, we're going to continue to talk about being a starseed and what you should do about it. And I just want to put in there, I'm really excited about this show because it matters. We'll say it that way. We are married intuitives with over 20 years experience who created the Ecosystem Approach for you. This is much different because we see human beings as ecosystems that need to be restored instead of programmed. We show you how to take an energy approach for internal discovery that is rational, practical, and useful for everyday life. I know it's confusing, Jason, when you say you shouldn't look outside of yourselves for answers, but because we've been so programmed, all of us, all of our lives, most of us have no idea what it means to go inward for answers. Can you explain a little bit more?
You know, we've been going inward for the last 20 years, and this is hard to explain. Words kind of fail us. The English language fails us with this.
Yes, it does.
But it's like we're on a different planet. Our day-to-day existence is so much different, and it's not that we're la-la, we're just floating on the ceiling all the time at all. We're grounded in reality, and people get the fact that we're not, we live in this world.
We do.
We have our feet on the ground.
We do.
But it's like we're in a totally different world because the things we see that are just...
And the perspective in which we see them from.
Yes.
It's huge.
It is. Most people see this much, and we're seeing this much.
Right.
It's hard for us because it's happened gradually over time,
right?
To really see how much change there has been, but it's been huge.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, there are times. This is very personal, but there are times that in the morning, it's just her and I, and it's our first cup of coffee.
Yes.
And we're clearing. We're talking about this stuff all the time. We do that all the time.
We do.
And certain concepts. And there's a intensity, there's a joy, there's a connection that doesn't seem worldly to me at all.
Well, and it not only doesn't seem worldly, I want to back up and say that I never thought, I mean, I always knew that I was different. I mean, I knew I was, but I never thought I would ever find anyone that I connected with that had an understanding of everything that there was about me that nobody ever talked about. And it's so amazing when you start to figure out who you are. And by the way, the ecosystem approach, that's what it does. And when you're a starseed, by the way, you are more blocked than if you aren't a starseed. I need to say that.
And that's what we're going to talk about here. Okay. And but here's what we want to talk about, the first thing, which is programming.
Yes.
You know, we don't understand that what programming is, really.
Most people don't.
And it's even in the New Age spirituality.
Correct.
People say this is the way you should think. This is what you should believe. Mm-hmm. And when they say that, it's code because we don't know anything different. What we're going to do is force ourselves to think that way.
Yes.
We're going to force ourselves to believe those things. And that's not the way. What we say is that we're going to clear away the negative energy and see what happens.
Well,
and that's so different than programming. I mean, just
exactly
a quick example, the way I live my, you know, our daily life, you know, we have a list, we do a list of things we have to do.
Right.
But I don't say, okay, I have to do this first. I do this second, this third.
Right.
I look at my list and say, oh,
there's a few things to take care of here.
I want to do that.
Yeah.
And a lot of times I put off the things that I really need to do to last because I don't want to do it. And then when I get to that point where I have to really do it, then I clear the negative energy that's blocking me so I can do it.
And I call that an advantage.
Yes.
Because most people don't do the things that they need to do until it's long past the time that whatever they're supposed to be doing needs to be delivered.
You can only force yourself so much. And then there's a part of you that says, well, give me a break. I'm not doing that. You can push me all you want. I'm just not doing it. That's when people have nervous breakdowns.
Well,
addictions,
alcoholism, all of those.
Chronic fatigue, all those things. They just lay down and say, I'm not doing that anymore.
Exactly. I'm not doing that. And the best part is that when you start to realize who you are, then you start to ask yourself, well, what do I want and how do I get it? And by the way, that is the definition of power.
So if you the most important part that we're trying to say today is about, if you don't program yourself, if you don't say, oh, just do this no matter how you feel, just do this, you know, just do it. Mm-hmm. Don't think about it, just do it. Just figure out what you want to do and then force yourself to do it, which is what almost all the self-help and stuff is that's out there now says, just do it this way. Doesn't matter how you feel about it. Just ignore that.
And that programming teaches you to disconnect from you.
From your essence.
Exactly.
And we have this delicious relationship with our essence 24/7.
Yeah.
We're always clearing during the day. She'll come in, you know, in between clients, we kind of split and go to our corners. We each have an office, but she's always coming in. We're clearing. I need to clear this and clear that. And we clear during the day and we clear at night and we clear in the morning. We do it all the time, but it feels delicious. And
exactly,
the more you do, the more you want to do it. It's because it feels so amazing. But here's what I want to say. In our world today, there is so much, and I don't even know how to put it in words. I can't even conceive of it. There's so much untapped potential, human potential.
We see it everywhere.
That is not been utilized.
Touched, tapped into, and utilized.
Because what happens is when you program someone and they don't get programmed, then we shame them and say that you don't meet the spec, very much like a machine.
Or the standard.
The standard. Therefore, you're not good enough. And that shame, for even people that are very accomplished, they struggle with shame. Shame is a big deal in our
Absolutely.
Culture. And that's because of programming, where with the ecosystem approach, it's not about do you the standard. It's about, hey, we're going to uncover and see who you are. And that thing that you are
yes.
is so amazing that it's always competent. It's always amazing, beautiful, wonderful.
And even if it isn't, then obviously, there needs to be some more clearing done.
Well, yes, because people say, oh, I cleared a little bit and I still feel like
I'm garbage or whatever.
That just means you need to clear some more. And
exactly.
Clearing is cumulative. So the more you do, the better it is.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
Here's the other thing.
Okay.
So we have all this potential in the world. I mean, it would revolutionize the world.
And in every single aspect, and I realize everyone just saw my intensity about it, but my dream, one of my things of why I'm here is to help change the world to be a much, much, much better place.
And here's the thing. If you say, okay, maybe I have all this potential, but I'm not going to be the one that's going to find the cure for cancer. And by the way, it's probably not going to be one thing. It's about like 50 things. But the cure for cancer, it's not about that. What happens is that when we clear away and we all start working from our essence,
right,
as opposed to from how we're programmed, then we're able to implement solutions for climate change, during a worldwide pandemic, that we all come together, figure a solution, and then we work together to get it. But right now,
concept.
We don't work together. We're we're angry at each other. We're, you know, even when we agree, we disagree. And, you know, it's just, there's so much conflict that we can't get anything done.
Yes. And that spinning takes a lot of energy to do. And then there becomes no solution there.
Here's the other thing.
Okay.
We don't see other people's motives. And we think in very black and white terms, who's good, who's bad,
right.
Who can I trust, who can I not trust? It doesn't work that way. When you start unblocking your internal resources.
Well said.
You can see good information and bad information no matter where it comes from.
Exactly.
And this is a really important story. I know we're almost running out of time here.
We're good.
But my dad, who was in the bad category, you know, he was very he was an engineer, he was controlling, he was very critical.
And a bully.
And he was a bully. And I think he was mentally ill, abusive, I would say. And so for the most part, I just, you know, I couldn't have him in my life. And then my mother, who lives with us now, we've talked about this, you know, we're right. taking care of her. She's 91 years old. She has dementia and she can't hear.
Yeah, that's the hardest part.
Double whammy.
Yeah.
But she was always my advocate. And I thought she was the one that was my protector. And I had very tender feelings toward my mother. Well, now, as I'm seeing it now, and again, this is part of living in a strange world, this alternative universe, so to speak.
Correct.
But it's more objective. I see that there was a lot of things that my dad gave me that I use today that are really valuable.
Yes.
Even though, you know, his energy was awful for me and it was very toxic. My mother, who was my protector and my advocate, often capitulated to my dad to my detriment.
And you didn't see it until
I didn't
now.
See it till now. But even more importantly, now that she's vacant, dementia, you know, she can't hear and there's dementia. It's just, you know, having a conversation for a long period of time with one theme or whatever is really almost impossible.
Yes.
Yeah. But what I see is that she is so available, even though it's not her intention. My mother would never hurt us. She loves us both. She loves the family. She has a very good intention, but a lot of dark energy goes right through her to us. And we see it.
And it's difficult.
It's difficult.
And it's surprising because you wouldn't think of it.
You expect it from my dad.
Her. Yeah.
You know, but there was a lot of good energy there, but you wouldn't expect it from my mom, but it's coming through and it doesn't matter where it comes from now. We just clear it.
Exactly.
You know,
so
we're just clearing it all the time.
Jason, what are the key points of this segment?
When you uncover lots of negative energy attached to your essence, you live in a different world. Programming has kept us from so much human potential. It's unknowable how much there is and how we could change for the better, but it's huge. Starseeds are blocked from seeing how loved ones, they're blocked in the beginning, and then they can't see how loved ones, friends, and structures are channels of dark energy. Mm-hmm. And the ecosystem approach teaches you how to remove that negative energy so you can live in involved consciousness.
In the next segment, we're going to talk about how we use those inner resources that we've uncovered and why it is so important for you to do the same. This is the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia, and you're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Tune in to the show Heart Change Consciousness with me, Dr. Trish DeRocher, as stories of inspired activism come to life. Listening to conversations with your favorite authors, change makers, and many more who practice inspired spiritual activism and transform vulnerabilities into sources of strength. Let's be inspired together through my show Heart Change Consciousness on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Not just talk, conversation for profound self-awareness. Stick with us. Your best life awaits on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Listen up. The wealth you receive is a result of your personal relationship with the soul of money, meaning your spiritual well-being affects your ability to create abundance. Jennifer Bloom works with people to mend the spiritual disconnects that block up the cash flow. How's your relationship with yourself? Are you in balance with the divine? I know, these are big questions, but there are answers. Take Jennifer's free money relationship quiz to learn where you need to focus your energy and watch yourself grow into the abundance you deserve. Trust the divine. Learn to receive. You are worthy of all the wealth you seek. Visit jenniferbloom.com and click on the purple banner to take the free money relationship quiz. That's Jennifer Bloom, BLOOME.com.
Your inspiration all day on transformationtalkradio.com.
Optimize your breast cancer screening without any radiation or pain. Effective, sensitive, and widely used thermal imaging in Europe is now available to you here in the U.S. Using state-of-the-art FDA-approved camera, Eastside's first and only breast thermography clinic is now open in Bellevue. Safe, sensitive, low cost, no referrals needed. Contact Holistic Medical Center at 425-451-0404 or on the web, drdarvish.com.
This is the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason, and I'm Patricia. And in this segment, we're going to talk about how we use those inner resources that we've uncovered and why it is so important for you to do the same. We are married intuitives with over 20 years experience who created the Ecosystem Approach for you. This is much different because we see human beings as ecosystems that need to be restored instead of programmed. We show you how to take an energy approach for internal discovery that is rational, practical, and useful for everyday life. Okay, Jason, let's talk about our life, not in great detail, dear. And how would you describe how we live in a sort of different world?
It's sort of like getting access to Google in the non-physical dimension. So
explain what you mean by that.
It's obviously it's hard to describe, but we use our intuition and we can go any place, and we do it together. We do it
individually as well. Yes.
For health things, that's an obvious one, but we can you were having problems with your thyroid. We just went in there and
looked at it and moved out negative energy. It was incredible. The things that we figured out.
It sounds weird, but that can be very, very effective because we see that when you remove negative energy, it works.
Well, and the other thing is when you're having health issues and you put your life in someone else's hands, it makes you feel powerless. And the bottom line is that when we were doing the thing on my thyroid, it gave me power. It was amazing.
Think of it in terms of being enslaved.
Yes.
It's like, well, I can't fix my own health. I have to go to the doctor and have him fix me.
Right.
That makes you a machine. That takes that power out of your control. Well, and your essence was designed
to help you, to
be the ultimate doctor for you personally.
Well, and we admit we did use the medical profession and other healthcare professionals to do this. As well, in other words, help with diagnoses and all of those things.
We see them as a tool.
We see them as a tool, not as a, that didn't sound very good. But anyway, the point that I'm trying to make is that we use all the resources that we have available to us, and we use our intuition in every single aspect of those resources. It's amazing.
We have truth detection. We see other people's motives.
Yes.
We see dark energy coming through people and things and animals. Mm-hmm. And
by the way, more often than not, those that we love.
Yes. And it sounds, people want to say, well, either my mom is my advocate and loves me or she doesn't. Well, it's never that simple.
But see, and life isn't that way.
Yes.
Life is not just black and white. It is not that way.
Well, just the way we work with her, she's got dementia, we're her caretakers.
Yes, exactly.
We talk to her, not verbally, you know, in the physical.
Well, I do, because my voice is the only one she can actually
hear.
Well,
that's for like, you know, yeah. You know,
what do you want for lunch?
That kind of thing. Yes, just logistic information.
Yes.
But we talk to her on the other side, and we go in the back door and go to her essence, and we have this rich family life.
It is.
That most people wouldn't even understand what are they talking about?
Well, not only that, but I just want to bring it into the practical. When we talk to his mom on the other side, what we're looking for is what negative energies are standing in her way that are hurting her, and then she's pointing at us. She doesn't mean to. She does not have a bad intention in her entire being. And so when we do this, it helps her be happy and healthy and even alive and aware.
And so when we sit down at the end of the day to have dinner,
right,
we're happy. There's that happy energy all around.
Yeah.
And people see it, but they don't know what it is. It's invisible to them.
Right.
And so when we say we live in like a different world,
right,
we are kind of, but it's invisible to other people who are in a programming world who just think in terms of black and white. You know, you have to force yourself to do this. You have to force yourself to do this. And that's all there is.
Well,
and it's so much different.
And I want to make a point. There is programming everywhere. We haven't said it in this show. There's programming everywhere. One of the things that the ecosystem approach helps with is understanding the motives and all of those things. But it also helps us see how we can survive programming and how we can use positive energy to get through every single day.
So if you're a starseed, you're listening now, you've hung on for this is a third segment.
Right.
Here's what I want to say to you. You've probably been marked, and we see it. For all the people we've worked with in the last 20 years,
mm-hmm,
almost all of them have been starseeds, and almost all of them have been marked in some way.
Right.
And what do I mean by that? Well, there's sexual abuse, parent abuse, neglect,
abuse of money, abuse of how you feel about yourself. I mean, I can go on and
abuse of relationships.
Yes, there's
all these things. Chances are, because if you're a starseed, this negative energy in the world, in this competition, doesn't want there to be evolution and harmony. There wants to be control and enslavement.
Yes.
So it collects around those who have the most knowing of how it could be and how it should be. So
I love that. It's
like you're a magnet for that negative energy.
Yes, yes.
So if you have that, it doesn't mean that, oh, you know, I'm a failure. I haven't, you know, it's never going to work for me. I don't really have what it takes. That's completely not true. And if you take off that dark energy, if you start removing that mark, and frankly, for our relationship, the reason we do so well together is because we've identified each other's
mark.
We've identified our own emotional story,
mm-hmm,
and then we help each other get rid of that, the negative energy attached to that emotional story from the mark that was created when we were kids.
Exactly.
And all of our lives.
Right.
You know, we all have, you know, I lost my wife when my daughter was seven.
A
single parent, you know, and then my daughter got the same kind of cancer 7 years later. There's been a lot of trauma in both of our lives that it's not benign. In other words, we can't just ignore it and keep going. That doesn't work.
Well, and the other, and
if you're listening right now, you can't just say, okay, maybe I'm a starseed. I've got to let all that stuff go in the past. No, you don't let it go. You clear it away.
Yes.
And it takes a while.
Yes.
It's not easy. It takes years and years.
Well,
but it's worth it.
It's totally worth it. That's
and it's why
thing.
You're here in the first place.
Exactly.
You know, and it's your way to get over those things that are just that you're struggling with, and that that you feel like it's hopeless. You feel
exactly.
like it's never going to work. And we're here to say, there's hope. And if you're a starseed, that that message, those messages, that information about your purpose and what you're here to do is just dying to come out.
Right. Well, and I just want to do one more thing before we talk about the key points, then we're going to teach you how to clear for those of you who don't. My mark is the mark that was put on my heart. And it took years for that to come forward. I had no idea that anything negative was sitting on my heart, but I was actually born with it. I had a congenitive heart condition.
Right.
And that was really, really, really something. And when we discovered that, and of course, it almost took me out. When we discovered it, and yes, I had to have heart surgery, but what we did was we cleared my way and our way through it. And I have to tell you, I had reports from doctors and so forth that were, I've done amazing. That's my mark. There could be other marks that I have. I don't really know about them.
And when she was under, she was open heart surgery, so she bypassed, she was on bypass. You know, I was talking to her. This is part of this, you know, what you can do when you have evolved consciousness. Okay.
Exactly.
And that intuition that's on fire. I was talking to her and I saw there was dark energy trying to say, oh, no, it's time to go. You have to go, you know, and push that aside. We talked to the valve. It was a cow valve that, you know.
And he pulls up along the whole thing where the cows
joke,
are.
The
yeah,
joke
I know.
Doesn't ever get old, but no. Yeah. But we go to the valve and say, hey, you're welcome here. You can be safe here.
And it
you
made
can be,
such a difference.
We changed the energy.
We did. We changed
within,
the negative
energy. So it's
energy.
A way of working with energy that's just high level and very exciting.
So if you're a starseed, don't go away. Jason, what are the key points of this segment?
Evolution using the ecosystem approach can make you feel like you live in a different world. Seeing through the illusions and structures that are negative can feel freeing and empowering. And starseeds have always been marked with trauma and difficulty that distracts them from ever going forward.
Absolutely.
And the ecosystem approach teaches you to live a truly different life by effectively overcoming programming and creating evolution.
So with that said, we're going to teach you how to clear. And I'm going to hand this to Jason for the moment. And after that, I'm going to tell you how to use life force energy.
So, and if Jacob could put up the picture of the processor,
that would
it's
be
very,
great.
Very simple. Clearing is a very simple process. It's portable. We had a client tell us the other day that he has two things with him all the time. And one of them is the clearing. In
exactly.
other words, you don't have to pack it in the bag. You don't have to roll it up and carry it with you.
Exactly.
You just have, it's in your mind. And so when we say, so this is how you clear. So when we say, and to eliminate, just gather up those things to eliminate in your physical body, and then take a gentle breath, blow it into the processor that
yeah.
we're showing you. If you don't see the processor, if you're listening to this on audio, you can use a trash can. Mm-hmm. And if you don't have a trash can, like if you're driving, you can create one in your mind's eye and your
exactly.
imagination.
And yes. I've done that. That kind of thing. And then after that, we are going to clear some stuff. And then after that, we're going to activate life force energy. Life force energy is the most powerful energy that this world and any universe has. And that life force energy is phenomenal. And what we're going to do is we're going to call upon it. We're going to ask it to come in through the top of our head. And we're going to let it go all the way to the tips of our toes. We're going to stop it. And we're at the tips of our toes. We're going to turn it around. And we're going to use that energy to remove even more negative energy because of programming and the lives that we live. So with all of that said, stay tuned. When we come back, we're going to help you start to uncover who you are and what to do about it. This is the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia, and you're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Get empowered on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Can't get enough of Eye of Soul Radio? Join psychic medium Jamie every Thursday at 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. Take a deeper look at the raw side of spirit. Nothing is off limits. connect with lost loved ones and explore these vulnerable subjects with the compassionate guidance of psychic medium Jamie. You are not alone. Eye of Soul, Thursdays at 5 p.m. Pacific, only on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Take us with you on your morning commute. Download your favorite shows and listen anytime. Just visit TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Are you feeling lost or unmotivated, stuck and not sure what to do next? David George Brooke has exactly what you need on That Gratitude Guy podcast. David George Brooke is a speaker, best-selling author, and life coach here to share stories of motivation and inspiration to help you get unstuck and achieve great things by living with gratitude. Live every first and third Friday at 12:30 Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Are you your story? Or can you change your story? Can you change what you believe to be true about yourself and your circumstances as part of your healing journey? What if you were to change your expectations? What if you were to invite ease and cooperation into every day and then step back and see what happens? It might just be easier. I'm Megan Edge, and I hope that you'll join me on my new radio show, Playing on the Edge, Radical Change with Ease, with my co-host Dr. Pat on Transformation Talk Radio. I look forward to seeing you there.
Want to find out more about Megan Edge? Visit her website at meganedge.ca.
This is the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason, and I'm Patricia. In this segment, we're going to help you right now start to uncover who you are and what to do about it. Jason, take it away.
I direct all my resources in all dimensions to eliminate the barrier so I can see and accept that I have a connection to other places in the universe.
Take a breath. And to eliminate my fear that that could actually be true, I release and let go that fear. Take a breath.
And to eliminate the false belief that the physical world is all there is when the important stuff happens in the non-physical dimension.
I love that.
And you have access to that when
you do.
When you do this. Take a breath.
Don't forget to throw all that negative energy, consciously try and think about it, throw it into
that false belief. That's what you're throwing in the,
exactly,
to the processor.
Throw it into the processor and or a garbage can. So, and to eliminate my feelings of anger, hate, rage, and bitterness that happens when I'm controlled and programmed. That's a big one, everyone. Pick it up from the tips of your toes and throw it in that processor.
And they always tell you to ignore that, you know, or
don't
or,
ignore
or,
it,
you know, because it always acts upon you whether you know it or not.
Exactly.
And to eliminate the feelings of fear, hurt, and shame that could come from the mark of being a starseed.
Take a breath. Yes, very good. And to eliminate the barriers so I can clear the negative energies that are always coming up in my life. Oftentimes, you'll see them be the same energies over and over again. Throw them away and stop being a victim to it. Take a breath, everybody.
And to eliminate the veils and illusions so I can see the negative energy seeps into my life via structures and covert ways that I can't even see. Take a breath.
And to eliminate my feelings of fear and terror that keep me from the authentic power that is located in my essence. Take a breath. And by the way, I want that for everyone. So take that one for everyone. Nice and easy.
And to eliminate all the hurt, depression, and shame that I have that keeps me from being focused on my life and my purpose. Take a breath.
Good one. And to eliminate my anger I have about my life struggles that keep me from going inward, that keeps me from focusing on my life instead of my purpose. I did the wrong one. Let me do that again. And to eliminate my anger that I have about life struggles that keeps me from going inward and connecting with my purpose. That's a big one, everyone.
Yeah.
Take a breath.
And to eliminate my feelings of resistance, bitterness, and anger about my life that blocks my starseed purpose.
Oh, take a breath. And to eliminate the false belief that I can live my life only in the physical world. Get rid of that false belief, because that isn't how we live our lives, no matter who you are. Take a breath.
And to eliminate the barrier so I can begin to see the conflict in the world around me between enslavement and evolution.
Good one.
Take a breath.
And to eliminate any numbness or blocks I have to invisible rules, structures, and paradigms where negative energy exists. Because the truth is, you have power to do something about it, and a process right here with the ecosystem approach to do something about it. Take a breath.
My mother always used to tell me that I was a good boy, and I never realized how confining that can be.
Oh my gosh, absolutely.
And thank you, dear. I'm no longer. Anyway, so and to eliminate the barriers to my clarity about my place in the world and what I'm here to do.
I love this one so much. Take a big breath, everyone. And to eliminate the veils and illusions so I can see myself objectively, clearly, to understand my true purpose. Take a breath. Ready for some life force, Jason?
Yes, let's do that.
All right, here we go. I direct all my resources in all dimensions to activate life force so I can use life force. Pull it in through the top of your head for everything that I need, want, desire, and deserve, starting right now today. Stop it at the tips of your toes, turn it around, and blow out any negative energies that are blocking you from who you are. Take a breath.
And to activate life force so I can have hope to connect with the power and the forces that I've always had that are deep within me because I'm a star seed. Take a breath.
All the way down, tips of your toes, blow out any power that's blocked and forces that are keeping you from who you are. One more time. And to activate life force so I can trust the knowing that I've been different and special in some way that I've never been able to identify. Wow, here's a chance to identify. Pull it in, let it go all the way down, stop it, turn around, and let any negative energy get rid of it.
And to activate life force so I can decide to uncover the messages and knowing within myself to expose my purpose.
Love it.
As a star seed.
Take a breath. And one last one, whether you're a star seed or not, and to activate life force so I can be happy and healthy and creative and have fun and love myself and love others and have the clarity and awareness and objectivity that I need and want. So I can see not only who I am, but I can see who others are and how I do all of that by using the ecosystem approach and using life force energy in my life right now. Take a nice breath. Stop it, turn it around, blow out any negative energy that's blocking you. Jason, what are we going to talk about next week?
If you're still listening after, you know, all this time, you're a starseed. So go to our website right now while we're talking about what we're going to talk about next week.
Okay.
Go to theecosystemapproach.org. It's all one word, theecosystemapproach.org. And sign up for a free section. Mm-hmm. And you'll get clearings every week. And we're going to talk about that in just a minute. But next week, we're going to talk about power for nice people.
Huh?
She's been giving me that look all week. Power for nice people. What? You know? And the truth is that we've been working with people for 20 years. It's been a long time, more than that now, I guess. And a lot of them come and say, you know, they want us to protect them. They want us to create some sort of energetic thing to protect them. Or they want to do something in their life, but they don't have, and they don't say it this way, but they don't have the power to get it done.
Right.
And typically these people are nice. They're loving, they're kind. They gravitate toward light stuff and evolution. Mm-hmm. And we're going to talk about how you can have power without being what she used to call me when we first met, which is what you can't say on the radio.
Yeah, I can't.
And
just understand that even if you think you're not a nice person, I guarantee you there's nice in there somewhere. So this is a show that's going to be worthy of listening to.
And it's not about nice. It's really about power.
It really is.
And how to have that in the world.
Jason, why is the ecosystem approach so important?
Well, if you're listening, this is for you.
Yes, it is.
You've got to know that by now. You've got to know this. I want this. You know, right? I want this for me. I know I've been programmed. I know I've had this mark. I've got all this crapola that I've been working on all my life, and it's always in my way.
Exactly.
You know, this is for you. So how do you do that?
How do they do that?
Go to our website, theecosystemapproach.org. Sign up for our free section.
Okay.
And you get a weekly newsletter, which has the clearings every week. Mm-hmm. A lot of our clients take that clearing and they put it on their phone and they do it every day, which the more you do, the better off you will be. And then go to our Facebook page, theecosystemapproach.org.
Okay.
And like us, just because I like to be liked. Please like me. So I appreciate that. But this is, you know, and leave a comment if you want.
And if you have suggestions for things that you'd like to hear from us, that sort of thing, or comments, we'd love to hear from you. So we'll connect next week, Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific and 4 p.m. Eastern time. This is Transformation Talk Radio, and you're listening to the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia.
Remember, your ecosystem is the most important one in the world.
Thank you for listening to the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia. I'm Patricia. Tune in every week as we discuss practical ways to apply the ecosystem approach and develop your potential to live your life on your terms. For more information, visit our website at theecosystemapproach.org.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.